Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to talk to you about the role of a prophet, what a prophet does and what a prophet doesn't do. In Romans chapter 11, Paul says, I asked then, has God rejected his people? By no means, I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Now, I'm not going to go on and on about that passage, but I found it interesting as I looked at the Greek there. The word that he uses where he says that Elijah pleads against Israel is the word intercession. He intercedes against Israel. And this is the interesting thing, because what we need to know about what Paul knows about Elijah is that Elijah sees himself as a type of Moses. And in fact, every prophet saw Moses as the quintessential prophet. In Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, Moses says that after me, God will raise up another prophet like me, and you will listen to him. And so whether it's Samuel, whether it's Deborah, all the prophets are sort of formed in Moses' image, in a sense. And so what we have, though, is that one of the roles of a prophet is to intercede. Moses is famous for his intercession. In fact, God says to Moses, I'm so angry with these people that I'm just going to wipe them all out and I'm going to start over with you. And Moses intercedes on their behalf. In this case, in 1 Kings 18, Elijah has challenged the prophets of Baal and he's defeated them. And then now he's come to Mount Sinai. He's had a 40-day fast. He's trying to be like Moses. And he's coming and he wants a theophany like Moses has. And that's where we get this place where God says to him in a still small voice, not in a booming voice. It's not this thing of the glory of God. In fact, God's not in the wind or the fire or the earthquake. He says, what are you doing here? And he says, it's for zeal for you, Lord God, that I'm here. In fact, I'm the only one left. I alone am left. In the same way that God said to Moses, I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to start with you. He says, you can wipe them out because there's no one left. You can start with me. And then God says, hey, there's 7,000 who have not bowed their knees to Baal yet. And he sends him back. And what Paul is saying is that in the same way that Moses intercedes for the children of Israel, Elijah is actually interceding against them. So this is what I want to say. If you're called to be a prophet, you're not called just to find the flaws. You're not called just to discuss what's wrong. You're not just called to speak the truth to power. You're not called just to confront the prophets of Baal. You're not called to intercede against God's people. That's the thing. We find people who hear from God the flaws, and they want to then bring a word of condemnation, a word of judgment. And this is what Paul says. No, 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 no. Believe me, I understand that as an apostle, they've tried to kill me. They've tried to shut down my message, all of that kind of stuff. But he still believes God wants them to be saved. He still believes that they will be saved. And he sees Elijah as the cautionary tale of what not to do as a prophet of God. And so I really want to just say to you, don't let your frustration with God's people end up with you condemning or even really prophesying against or interceding against pastors and people of God. Rather, believe that God wants to raise up his people to be a light to the nations. God wants to raise up his people to be like himself. God wants to raise up his people as an amazing example of the transformation that Christ can bring. Let that guide you in your ministry. Let that guide you in your prayers.